I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Guitarist Samantha Fish grew up in Kansas City, Missouri, where classic rock radio and a local club led her to the stage. She studied Delta Blues guitar players, as well as Bonnie Raitt and Slash, to develop a modern blues sound. Samantha's proved her ability to shred and has released 5 solo albums since 2009.
I didn't really get into music until I was a teenager, I guess. I mean, I just sort of found it. I was really shy, and it became an outlet then for me.
And there was a club called Knuckleheads. Tell me about Knuckleheads. Set the scene.
I know the name is funny, but like the people that run it, like Frank Hicks and people that worked there that were so encouraging to me. And, you know, Frank would hit up the guys playing there whatever night of the week and say, hey, I got this girl play guitar and sing. Can you let her up? And when I started seeing music close up and I started seeing people tour, and I was like, wow, these guys have careers. And, you know, it doesn't have to be super mega pop star is the only way to make it. You know, it was really inspiring going there for me as a teenager.
I have to say, people tend to think of blues as men. Did you ever think about how will I get up and play blues? I mean, not everybody in your age bracket was going to blues or doing these things, much less a woman.
I think when I was 15 and I started, I had this thing in my head that kind of blocked me from learning lead guitar, because I think I just saw it as guys did that. And for some reason, I didn't see a lot of girls, quote unquote, shredding. And a couple years later, I was like, that's stupid. Why did I let that bother me? I'm going to do that because it's really cool. And so I started learn how to play lead guitar. But I don't know. I mean, also being a female, it's a double-edged sword because it draws people in because they're curious. But then at the same time, it's a little annoying because it's like a novelty.
Blood on the street. Tonight a new day. Lost count of how many died. At least I'm doing it my is a country. I'm living American dream. I'm living American dream. Well, I'm living American dream. I'm living American dream. Well,
the American dream. That song seems to me to take you out into the world of the social commentary.
You know, it's all of my songs kind of have this like twist of sarcasm to them. There's a little bit of that. It's a little tongue-in-cheek. I see a lot of people just turn a blind eye to injustices, and that's really what that song is about. Is the American dream is more of like putting your blinders on and focusing on your life and not really having to care about what's going on around you. I mean, there's a lot of messed up stuff going on, so I think the blues has a pretty relevant spot in today's society.
You've also had a look. You've got this great hair. You get on stage in all kinds of amazing outfits. It all feels to me like it just works really well with the music.
That's the thing, is that the music is so tough. But I'm also a woman, you know? You got to own that femininity, because when I was coming up playing guitar, I didn't feel like I had that. And I think if I might have had that, maybe I would have picked up lead a little earlier. Maybe if I would have connected with it sooner. I'm a chick who loves sparkly things and playing guitar.
She's the belle of the West, from somewhere down in Arkansas. For who's to say she just started that way? She's the belle of the West, just a painted lady rolling down the big muddy on her way back home.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO, or listen at AmericanRoots.org.
Never knowing someday she'd become